This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
A sharp disagreement between James Comey and President Trump's lawyer, Mark Cassowitz, over whether the president wanted the FBI to shut down its investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And it's time now for our Sunday group, GOP strategist Karl Rove, Charles Lane of the Washington Post, former Democratic Congresswoman Donna Edwards, and former Speaker Newt Gingrich, author of the upcoming book, Understanding Trump, out this Tuesday. That must be a long book.
It's interesting.
I'm sure it is. Speaker Gingrich, I want to speak to you about something else, though, and I want to start with your tweet that I discussed earlier with Republican Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. Here it is up on the screen again. Republicans need to focus on closing down independent counsel because it clearly isn't independent. What's your reasoning, and wouldn't that really look like an obstruction of justice?
Well, first of all, look at what Comey said. Comey said, I deliberately leaked through an intermediary to create this counsel, who happens to be one of his closest friends. Then look at who Mueller's starting to hire. I mean, these are people that, frankly, look to me like they're setting up to go after Trump, including people, by the way, who have been reprimanded for hiding from the defense information in two major cases. I think this is going to be a witch hunt. I think that Comey himself, by his own testimony, tainted this particular process. You have a director of the FBI deliberately leaking in order to create a special counsel who we're now supposed to believe is going to be this neutral figure. I think that's just nonsense.
The thing is tainted, as you can tell. Newt Gingrich, of course, on Chris Wallace's Sunday program on Fox. You know, what do you say about it? You know, what are your thoughts? Is it consistent with what we talked about last week, and that is that, and look, if you hold to a certain viewpoint, if you're pro-Trump, your takeaway is, you know, Comey lied, exposed himself. I mean, the thing is still, I got to tell you, just from as much as I can be an objective point of view here in looking at this, when Comey said, and the manner in which he said this, you see, and I know that sometimes when we get into tone and manner and nuance, it gets a little wiggy. And, you know, because everybody wants, not everybody, but, you know, you get the people on the opposing side. But just give me the facts. I don't care that he sounded so casual about it and so everyday that it was just a natural thing for him to want to leak this information. And how did he, and which channels did he use? I mean, a liberal professor and then takes it to a liberal publication like the New York Times. I mean, what did you think was going to happen here? And Comey got exactly what he asked for. Now, I think what could very well happen with all these things is you run the risk, even though what Newt is saying is that even though the deck is stacked here, there's going to be a lot exposed. I mean, already, just even at the Comey hearing, I mean, who would have thought that you'd have heard the former FBI director saying he leaked information? I can tell you that I was floored when I heard that. I said, did I hear that correctly? I mean, the one thing about James Comey, he keeps surprising you, or maybe he just doesn't surprise you because you know that he's going to come up with something. But most amazing, the mainstream media is not paying attention. They just kind of just let it go, you know, no big deal, you know, so what? And hardly anybody is talking about this. I'm thinking, wait, what is happening? I mean, it's in much the same way as, you know, the only crime that occurred was what happened, what was perpetrated on Mike Flynn. And, oh, let's ignore that. Let's talk about these other things because we can get our teeth there, but we're not going to talk about, you know, the felony that occurred against Mike Flynn. But we're going to have a special prosecution to check out this other thing here because Comey wants to, this is his response for getting fired. This is an absolute mess, but welcome to the Beltway. Welcome to a government of, for, by, we the people that we're paying for, ladies and gentlemen. This is the thing that's disgusting. I'm not sure if that's agitating you enough yet to do something about it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. We got more coming up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, speaking of emails, I still have a couple of more Ultimate Shack Packs to give away. The response has been incredible. We've had a lot to give away. So by all means, get me an email. Say, look at Bill, I want to be in the running. You know, for that Ultimate Shack Pack. And by all means, it's will be yours. It's absolutely free. It's our gift to you. Also, thanks to Lionsgate, the Ultimate Shack Pack includes the Shack Blu-ray DVD, Shack grow sticks that are really cool. All you can do is plant water and watch your flowers grow, as they say. And meanwhile, as they're growing, you can play music inspired by the Shack digital CD, because I understand, you know, flowers love music. And this is a great soundtrack. They're going to grow just incredibly as a result of you playing some nice music for them, okay? And so all you got to do, drop me an email, bill@BillMartinezLive.com, and tell me you want to be in the running. Make sure you include your address so I know where to send it, okay? We got a couple of emails that you were so enthusiastic, but no address, okay? So we need your address, and we'll send it off to you. No purchase necessary. And remember, Shack now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. For more info about the Shack, go to theshack.movie. All the information is right there, okay? Well, back to the Comey hearing, and of course, the impact of that has been, according to Gallup, interesting. And I'm looking forward to talking to Liz Peek about this, because on one hand, we've got, Wall Street. Yeah, it's one big yawn, and they're off and rolling. They're still making money and business as usual. And oh my goodness, we're talking about the next, the next standard for the Wall Street. You know, are we looking at 22,000? Very optimistically, this is in the midst of, you know, all this stuff about the special counsel and Comey hearing and everything. But meanwhile, the public has responded. And, of course, I have an interesting take, or at least I'm not one to get too excited about the, about the polls. But they're there nonetheless, and people want to talk about them. So according to Gallup, Trump has taken a hit over the Comey hearing. He has sunk down to 38%, which is, consistent with how low he's been. So, you know, he starts building on his base and then loses his base. But again, people have had, the polling agencies have had a rough time polling on Trump anyway. And I think you'll drive yourself nuts chasing down these polls. But clearly there is there's a hole there. And I often say about polls, even if they're 10% valid, that's 10% more information than you had before. Not that, I'm real comfortable about, leaders leading according to the polls. I mean, leaders are supposed to affect the polls, not the other way around. But the pollsters and the media would want you to think differently somehow with this information. You have to remember there's always that plus or minus error factor, anywhere from 3 to 5%. But regardless of that, it's a snapshot. Polls give you a snapshot, tell you where you are right now. And obviously, people were affected by the Comey hearing. And as we said, if you're a Trump person, what you took away from Comey was Comey lied. He's whining. For him to admit, he's a guy 6'8". Well, he was intimidated. Big guy, big presence. Everybody says he's a big presence. But, for him to come in and kind of, play a bit of a sympathy card of, I was intimidated. Or, maybe if I had more courage or something like that. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, are we going to hear music from, the Wizard of Oz, and we're down the yellow brick road, and here's the lion and the scarecrow and the tin man looking for a heart, personality, a soul or something. All rolled into one. I thought, wow, and this is the FBI director, talking like this. I kind of felt sorry for the guy. Someone said, I want to say, hey, time out. Can I give him a hug? See if we can, make him feel better. But here he is, the FBI director. And saying that perhaps he needed more courage. And the other thing, I do appreciate that he did say, consistently, this was his perception. This is how he read it. It may not have been exactly what Donald Trump meant, but this is what he perceived from the from the conversation. So I was thankful that he tried to be earnest in that regard. But again, what blew me away was when he just so casually remarked about that he wanted to affect a special counsel. And so he goes and does this. And I mean, when you think about what James Comey has done to our country with the elections and, you talk about Putin and everything. James Comey did more to upend, the whole process of the elections and in part, the integrity of the elections by, putting a foot in, putting a toe out, shake it all about kind of thing. It was kind of like, it was crazy what he did. And what even crazier still is the whole Loretta Lynch deal. To the point that even now, Dianne Feinstein over the weekend says, we want, speaking of special counsels, we want a hearing on this. We need to check this out. You talk about swaying an investigation when you have Loretta Lynch picking up on a DNC narrative of saying, oh, this isn't an investigation. If you remember, Hillary Clinton was saying, it's just a matter. Just a matter. What are you talking about? Just a matter. But this was all being manipulated, as we found out, through Loretta Lynch, who then, subsequently meets with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. And supposedly they're talking about grandkids and golf and all that. But yet when there was a FOIA request about the meeting and information, more information, detailed information about that meeting on the tarmac, they would not allow the information to be released on the grounds of national security. Well, how do you reconcile national security with a conversation that involves grandkids and golf? Did you realize that now our country has, we've elevated the national security levels that you can't even talk about golf? Because I guess there must be just some incredible deal if you're talking about how you missed a 3-foot putt, that something would be exposed and leave our military, very vulnerable if that was put out there. The Russians would just be all over that. Or if you had an aspiring grandkid that wanted to, move into politics or something, I don't know. But somehow these, the ruling agencies have said, no, we can't release that information. So because of national security reasons. and the thing is, it's so ironic about this. The Democrats themselves, remember when the tables were turned, the Democrats will be the first to say, if you're not releasing this information, it leaves people to wonder what it is that you have to hide. So cannot the same indictment be used here? All that being said, we know politics is politics, and That's what's going to happen. They're going to play the game, and they're going to keep us in the dark, and we're going to be like mushrooms. But, again, I encourage you, as we the people, the ones who own this government, the ones that are, you know, we're the head, not the tail. They are the ones that say, I'm talking about the ruling elite, the political elite here, that have fashioned for themselves a nice little gig, plenty of money, a great retirement plan. Oh, yeah, health care as well.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minipan Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minipan Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinipanStove.com. That's MinipanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
We What do you want to know from Attorney General Sessions?
I want to know, is it true what Comey said? Did you create an atmosphere there that people believe that you could not fairly render judgment on the president's interactions with Comey? I want to hear from Loretta Lynch. Did you say, please call it a matter, not an investigation? And I want Comey to come to our committee because I know on two separate occasions he has told members of the House and the Senate that the main reason he jumped into the election last year and took over the job of the Attorney General is because he believed there were emails between the Democratic National Committee and the Department of Justice that compromised the Department of Justice, and he thought the Russians were going to release these emails. That's why he jumped in and took over Loretta Lynch's job. I want to know, is that true?
Well, you know, this is a big question. Inquiring people want to know. Lindsey Graham, of course, on Face the Nation over the weekend, had a lot to say, even including that maybe Trump has imperiled himself, that he could be the one that could affect his own demise here. Of course, this is a politician's point of view. Lindsey Graham is a career politician, and there are certain rules along, you know, around the Beltway. And this is what we're seeing loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen. And I understand, you know, some people are uncomfortable with a business-like president coming in, an outsider coming in, and not as diplomatic, not as political. But we didn't elect him to be political. We elected him to get this country back on track. And he's already affecting some very business, critical business-oriented ideas, you know, that we needed to get back on track for this country. You know, this casualness of, politicians, you know, still getting their paycheck, you know, as I've been saying time and again, and you got to hold this in perspective. I mean, here you are, you're hustling your rear end off, you know, trying to work, you know, an extra job or two to keep up with the job that you had 8 years ago, you know, just so that you could keep a roof over your family's head. But meanwhile, these politicians are still getting their health care, a great health care plan, by the way, and which I'm curious to see because, you know, the House did say that they would go along with whatever they legislated in terms of health care, that they would themselves be beholden to that same legislation. And I want to hold their feet to the fire, not only the House, but the Senate as well. That needs to be a part of the new health care plan if they're going to go through with it. You know me, the way I feel about this, I think I've made it quite clear. And that is that we need to grab the bull by the horns. And if you're waiting for the government to get this figured out, I think the fact that it's languishing right now is an opportunity for us to, you know, set up our own deals, you know, like with Dr. Josh Umber with Atlas MD and what he's done, you know, with that direct pay model. We got to have him back on to get an update on what's going on. I mean, he's in 500 plus offices now, spreading, and there's other doctors that are picking this up, and, you know, for the docs that are listening, and you're going, hey, well, I want to look into this. You ought to go to their website at Atlas MD. Josh Umber has said pretty much, hey, look, I'll share with you everything so that you can affect this model. This is working very successfully for them. I mean, when we talked with Dr. Alita Exton, if she hadn't already established her own model, and it's a bit similar in certain regards, that this is something that she would, you know, highly support and endorse. And she likes the program herself. But, you know, what this does in terms of empowering the individual patient is astounding. I mean, it's a cash and carry basis. And what, Dr. Umber has been doing is for roughly about $50 a month. Okay. Add it up. You're talking about $600 a year. We're not talking thousands of dollars a month or even $600 a month. Okay, about $600 a year, you get as many office visits as you want. Okay, and again, this is kind of a average outline here. It could vary, okay, so don't hold my feet. But Bill, you know, mine ended up being $40 and you said 50, or maybe it was 75 and you said 50. You know, look, it's going to vary, you know. But still, what you're talking about is you're setting up a relationship with your doctor, a direct pay relationship. He didn't have to go through the insurance companies. And for those of you who don't understand, is that most doctors, when they utilize insurance companies, they have to make sure they have somebody on staff that can administrate all the paperwork. You think the paperwork's all kinds of fun and games for you to fill out every time you go to an office visit. Ask the doctors what they have to deal with and the administrator that's in charge of that. So the cost of doing that is probably around 35-40% of the doctor's office operations, okay? So 35-40%. You're wondering why doctors charge $200 for an office visit. Right there, that's 35%. All the other regulations that came with Obamacare, you know, just added more administrative issues to it. The medical records, electronic medical records, what they had to go through. You're saying, hey, my doc's not spending as much time with me anymore. Well, that's because, you know, what little time he was able to spend with you before has now been cut in half because he's got to make sure, or she has to make sure, that the medical records are all done according, you know, to the directive from Obamacare, or there's major fines to be done. I mean, you know, this thing was set up in such a punitive way against doctors. I mean, the incentive is for all the wrong things. It's not about the delivery of health care. Now, what I'm excited about the situation with Dr. Umber is that you have an ongoing relationship with the doctor. You pay this, I think it's a reasonable fee. Some would say a very, very low fee at $50 a month. See the doctor as much as possible. They've also have leveraged their relationship with the drug companies. So their prescriptions are 10 cents on the dollar. Yes, you heard me right. Prescriptions, 10 cents on the dollar. So what do you want to do? You want to pay, you know, $200 a month for medication that the doctors have you on? Or does $20, you know, sound a little bit more better? You know, so it's a no-brainer. But, you know, see, not everybody is going to do this because not everybody believes on self-reliance. We sadly have... you know, have gone along and allowed our government to create this entitlement class that says, look, you know, I'm your daddy. You don't have to worry about this. You know, just keep voting me in and I'm going to take care of you. Really? I mean, like there's the proof has been just the opposite of what they say and what they're able to do. Because in the same way that Margaret Thatcher says the one thing about socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. Well, it's a very socialistic mindset and attitude to say, hey, vote me in and I'll keep giving you goodies. Well, we run out of goodies. We're $20 trillion in debt. We don't have a whole lot of goodies left. But and what goodies are there? I mean, they're, you know, trying to scrape off the bone right now in order to get reelected, because that's all they know to do. This is the model that has been created and has worked very effectively over the years. But now we're getting to the point at $20 trillion in debt and counting that they're running out of other people's money. So it would behoove the citizenry to become self-reliant. Oh, yeah, that is consistent with our Constitution. And it also leads to, I think, a more happier life and a fulfilling life when you are the captain of your own ship. And this is the beauty of this country, is we do have the availability and the possibility of that happening. I mean, imagine if we were in some other country and you try to do this, you wouldn't have this available. Or you might be able to get a doctor because you brought a chicken or a goat or something. That probably happens in some other countries. But by and large, to be able to affect this kind of thing at this kind of scale requires self-reliance, and you cannot look to the government for the answer. So you look to yourself, you look in the mirror, and you go take on the job, you take on the responsibility. Now, I believe that there's probably somewhere between 30, 40, maybe even half of the country, quite possibly, given this opportunity and having access to a direct pay model, they would jump on this. Now, if you have that to begin with, now you're only talking a medical health care program for 50% of the country. Well, that's going to go a long way in terms of budget and access, and that's to help those who really need the help. And that's what most people, you know, get confused a little bit when we talk about national health care and even the possibility of single payer, is that, you know, what about the real poor people, what the people that really need the help? And most Americans, yes, we're in. We want to help the people who need the help. But for those of us who can help ourselves, go make it happen. It's there. Well, the conversation continues. Thanks for joining in. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has announced that customers participating in select government assistance programs can now get the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 50 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more for $5.99 per month, with the ability to cancel any time. Julie Law with Amazon Prime.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid electronic benefits transfer card, or EBT, and we'll have more ways to qualify in the future. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit Amazon.com/qualify.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek joins us now, columnist for FoxNews.com in the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Ms. Liz, how are we doing?
I am terrific. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here because you can help us understand what's going on here after, you know, here we got the Comey quagmire going on, a bucket of gum that you refer to as the sinkhole, which we're going to talk a little bit more about. You know, the stock market is having fun. I mean, they're not having a lot of interest in this whole Comey-Russia, you know, fiasco.
That is true. We have seen that investors are pretty committed to the idea that the Trump agenda, whether it's lower taxes or less regulation, or also an improvement in the healthcare prospect, is good for companies and good for profits and good for investors. And you know, Democrats are having a field day with this Comey thing for many reasons, but one of them is because of the huge distraction that this creates, no one is talking about the fact that the market constantly is hitting new highs, or maybe more genuinely or impactful to most people, confidence amongst consumers or CEOs, corporate CEOs, also hitting multi-year highs. It's the saddest thing about this whole Russiagate circus, and that's really what it's turned into, is that it has managed to kind of squelch some of the optimism that greeted Trump's election. And you have to kind of go back and say, well, wait a minute. You know, people really thought this was a great idea, electing Donald Trump. Why is that? Why are we so consumed with this Comey thing when we know it's bogus? At least I think it really is. You know, why aren't people, Democrats especially, looking at the issues? Because they really need to. They need to try to find out how it is that they did not speak to American voters. And I still think they're missing the boat.
Well, without a doubt, Liz, we've been saying, you know, what astounds me is the Democrats are the ones that made this big mess. And what are they doing? I mean, they're not bringing out any kind of brooms or, you know, any kind of janitorial service or anything to help clean the mess up on aisle 3 and 4 and 5. You know, they just have spread out this big mess, and then they want to, you know, stick a spoke in Trump's wheels as he's trying to get this country back on track. Now, one thing I will say to your point, I am a bit surprised that whether it's the CEOs of companies, the forgotten man and woman, the people that support Trump, that they don't, you know, rally and circle the wagons around Donald Trump the same way the Democrats are doing it. But at least for Trump, I mean, there is something there. I mean, with the cutback in regulations, economically, what's happening, people are dreaming dreams again. Small businesses are opening up. I mean, we interviewed a 10-year-old. Well, now he just turned 11, who was on Shark Tank last year. And this kid's got this burgeoning enterprise. He's got 4 locations now selling organic lemonade. You know, when it wasn't that long ago, Liz, that we were saying kids weren't even allowed to open up a lemonade stand because of the regulations of the Obama administration.
Well, there's much to talk about here, and I agree with you that it's really good news for the entrepreneurial spirit in this country. And I think of all the things that went wrong in the last 8 years, perhaps the most disheartening was, that, as we have discussed, I think, in the past, the number of new businesses that were open fell over several years. And I have talked to people who, you know, had started businesses under different presidents, different eras, and who just found the absolute blanketing suffocation of new regulations so impossible to penetrate that they just really couldn't imagine doing it again. And I think that is perhaps as encouraging an item as any. But to your point about where are the Trumpsters, where is the support? The truth is the polling shows that a lot of Trump supporters are sticking with him. They know that he has the right ideas for what to do for this country. They don't think, by the way, that he was in any way involved in efforts to undermine Hillary Clinton. And I think actually most people think Russia had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton losing the 2016 election. I am definitely in that camp, but I think, you know, there are a lot of reasons she lost, but the main thing was, once again, that she had absolutely no message. And, you know, you can just slice and dice that any way you want, but that's really what happened. And Trump did. The America First message resounded after 8 years of President Obama telling us how we had to do this, that, and the other thing to appease and please people around the world. But you know what? We don't really care that much about pleasing people around the world. What we want is to please the people back here at home, and that's what Trump is trying to do.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, to hear the Democrats or to, you know, even hear Hillary's response, I mean, she's a great distraction. She lost. You know, part of me wants to feel sorry for her, Liz, because here it is, you know, her life ambition was to be president of the United States. And I mean, we all have ambitions and we want to cheer people on for them. But it's like, you know, that's that part that connect, you know, I feel for her. But it's like, but like you say, is that you don't have a message. End of story.
No, it's over. She's over. And frankly, for Republicans, it's very good that she continues on her whining excuses tour because, you know, I think more and more people are just kind of looking at that and saying, whoa, we are so glad we didn't elect Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, look, I think going forward, the 2018 elections are going to be very important. My guess is the Republicans will lose some seats in the House. My guess is that's their calculus. But what Republicans in Congress really need to focus on, and the best way of getting out of this quagmire, this morass of he said, she said, you know, Sessions and all this stuff that's going on, is to start getting some stuff done in Congress. And look, Trump is trying. I mean, he has met with members of the Freedom Caucus who disagreed with this or that. He's met with the leadership any number of times. Obama never even went there. So, I mean, you have to give him some plaudits for trying to actually push stuff through. Well, I don't think McConnell and Paul Ryan are stupid people. They know their careers are on the line here. And if the Republicans lose the House in 2018 because voters are sick and tired of giving Republicans majorities and seeing nothing to show for it, you know that they have to come through in the next 6 months. And so I think, you know, behind the scenes, the good news is, and I'm hearing this from a number of sources, they are hard at work on tax reform. They're hard at work on coming up with a health care bill that satisfies both ends of the Republican spectrum. Will it be done through, it has to be done through reconciliation because the Democrats have dug in. They are not going to help with a single vote for a single measure. You could vote to give everyone free ice cream on Thursday and they would vote against it. But Republicans are going to get some of this stuff done. I actually think it's true.
Yeah, they need to stay focused. I agree. And there's even conversation, Liz, that some congressmen and senators are saying, forget about the August break. Let's stay in town. Let's make this happen.
Well, the Freedom Caucus has apparently said that they're willing to do that. I wrote about this a month ago because if you look at the number of actual legislating days left on the calendar, it's not much.
Right.
And unless these guys are going to recess and spend an awful lot of time on their recess getting together and on conference calls trying to hash out their differences, you know, I just don't think there are enough days in the calendar. And by the way, something that also Congress has to do is push some of the people nominated by the Trump administration into place in the administration.
Exactly. No doubt. You know, I mean, this is all part of the deep state and the problem that has not made it very easy for Donald Trump. It has helped Democrats and those that want to continue to, push the country into these sinkholes. I mean, Liz, thank goodness I'm not in Florida. I mean, every time I pick up the paper, there's another car dropping into a sinkhole. And I'm telling you, it's like, whoa. Oh, you know, this is pretty crazy. I mean, even outside of Trump's, one of his hotels in Mar-a-Lago, that there was a sinkhole problem there, too. I mean, it's crazy. So it's bad enough we got cars going there. We don't need our government and all our politicians, although maybe some people might argue that might not be all that bad a thing. More from Liz Peek. Stay with us. Columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. Look at Pittsburgh's got a new coal mine. The Penguins back-to-back. They win their second Stanley Cup. I guess it's all good for Pennsylvanians. Why not? Liz Peek is with us. Always good to have Liz's insight here on what is happening, everything that is the Beltway and financial. Liz is a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Well, Liz, for the first time in it seems like forever, we've got a new coal plant in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. That's a big surprise. Of course, this is metallurgical coal, and what you're seeing though is some confidence. This is, I think, a really untold story of the last 8 years. It's the confidence corporate executives have to start investing in not only new ideas and sort of experimental new industries, but also existing industries, because they're not waiting to see what other regulatory shoe is about to drop. That's a really big deal. And, you know, one of the things I'm writing about right now actually is the influence of young voters, not just here in the U.S., but obviously Theresa May, you know, much to everyone's shock and surprise, was basically toppled in her ambition to have a bigger majority in Parliament. Yeah. And who did that to her? It was young voters. And, you know, young voters are going to play an increasing role in the United States, too. And I think one of the things the Republicans have to grab is a message that appeals to those young voters. Right now, they're very fired up by Bernie Sanders and promises of free education and so forth. Hopefully, they'll get a little wise to that and understand that really nothing in life is free. But we also have to... we, being Republicans, have to kind of craft a message saying, hey, you know, you all, everybody under the age of 40 wants to be their own boss, their own entrepreneur. They want to start up a business. They see the Mark Zuckerbergs and all these guys who have made billions doing that. And remember Hillary Clinton's famous rant about the gig economy, how she wasn't in favor of it? We need to draw a really stark line here and say, we are the party who are going to help you do that. It's a very powerful thing to millennials to think that they could be regulated out of being able to form a business. Just look at Uber. Here's this company out of nowhere that is really, changed the way people live. And yet the establishment Democrat forces in a lot of cities are lined up against them. Ditto for Airbnb here in New York. They've made it almost impossible for Airbnb. These are really important things that are going on, not only to the future of the Republican Party, in my view, but also to the country. The last thing you want to do is squash those initiatives.
And these are excellent points. And, Liz, the problem with Republicans in the past, when they've done things like this, they fail to get credit for it. And to your point, they need to delineate this in such a way and maybe step outside a little bit of their personality, because for some reason, you know, they kind of set this thing up for success. And then the Democrats come along and steal the narrative. And it's as if they created it and they were the ones that created the problem that made it necessary for the Republicans to step in to make it possible to solve the problem.
You know, I think that it's amazing to me how Democrats are so good at messaging and Republicans are so terrible at it. But I would say this. The Democrats have at their beck and call a compliant media, and that's a very big deal. If you have the New York Times taking your message and running with it, which we have seen over and over again is exactly what they do, and CBS and CNN, that's pretty tough to fight, right? I mean, the Republicans, who's putting the Republican message out, really?
Right.
It's Fox News and a few guys like you who really kind of stand up and tell people what's going on in the world. But the truth is that big media backstop is just unbelievably important to Democrats, and it helps them succeed in a way that, you know, really they shouldn't based on policy. Look at all the covering up that went on during the Obama years. I mean, you and I can tick off any number of things that Obama and...
I mean, that was the no-scandal administration, according to the president.
Yeah, I mean, think of all that. I was thinking, as I rode my bike yesterday, all the people who lied to us from the Obama administration, Lois Lerner and Ben Rhodes and the president himself and...
Susan Rice.
You know, oh, my God. You go down the list, it is staggering, right? I mean,
it
truly is staggering. Hillary Clinton, obviously, being the champion of that. But they get a pass. And you know what? We can all rail about how unfair it is. The truth is we have to come up with results. And that's why I keep coming back to action in Congress. Don't let them take the break. Get them working on stuff, because the only thing you can really convince voters with, I think, from the right is action.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're talking about here, Liz, is something we've discussed as well, and that is about messaging discipline. The Democrats, the Republicans can learn a lot from the Democrats in terms of their discipline on message. They have a clear-cut message, and everybody's lockstep in it. Republicans, it's in the Myers-Briggs spectrum, they're all processors. They want to just keep talking about it and chew it up, and it's never definitive. They just don't want to come to conclusion. And you need somebody that can pull these guys together and these ladies and say, all right, okay, we're you know, that's fine. You know, we're going to, if you want to continue to chew on it, but right now, this is the message that needs to be put out there, and we need to follow the lead, because, like you say, when you've got so many other media on the Democrat side, you know, that gives you a broader, you know, I call margin of error, where you can shotgun the message because you got so many people putting out there, and you can be off a little bit. The Republicans, because they don't have as many outlets, they need to make sure that what they're saying is powerful, it's effective, it's to the point, and it's something that everybody can agree on, even John McCain and Lindsey Graham, you know, that's, you know, which you wonder. I mean, because one of the most ludicrous things over the weekend that McCain came out with, I'm thinking, well, you have got to be. Where are you? You know.
Yeah, I'm afraid. Of course, again, the Democrats are really enjoying the fact that every time they need somebody to say something bad about or critical of Donald Trump, they go to Lindsey Graham and John McCain, and they almost always satisfy that itch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what you do about McCain. He's clearly, you know, he's decided he's never running again. This is his swan song, and he really, really dislikes this president, and who can blame him? Donald Trump took some swipes at John McCain, which were unforgivable. And, you know, so it certainly is damaging right now, and I kind of wish McCain's camp would just sort of sit him down and say, look, you know, you're not going to really do yourself any favor here, and you are hurting the country. Forget Donald Trump. He's just you know, part of the picture. The bigger picture is you're hurting the country.
Yeah, we have enough people hurting the country right now. The fact that Democrats have made the mess they don't want to clean up, and and here we are delaying the whole process. We're losing, like you say, critical legislative days on the calendar. They're vaporing. Yeah. I was concerned about this even when we were inside of the 100 days. I said, where's the sense of urgency? We got to get this thing going here. And, and also there's a call, I believe, Liz, where these leaders have to, you know, come to that point to where they say, okay, I'm going to fall on my sword on this. I'm willing to put it all. And that's what's missing in all this is this conviction, because if they had the conviction, then I'm seeing a mitigation of some of this projected loss in House seats, because the country would, you know, be able to see it a little bit clearer for what it is. But right now, if they stay mired and in these sinkholes, as you say, the message is going to get lost and their seats are going to get lost with them.
Well, I think, unfortunately, you know, and it's easy for you and me to rail about this probably, the truth is all these guys in Congress and women are looking to preserve their careers. And, you know, if it means taking a hard vote on something kind of unpopular like the health care bill, they're just not going to do it because they're hoping that they can convince their constituents that, yeah, this is what Donald Trump's doing, but I'm doing something different. I don't know if that ever really worked, to tell you the truth. I mean, I sat down with a Republican upstate New York legislator last week, and that was kind of what he's doing. And I was like, you know, don't you get it? You were part of a wave election. Mm-hmm. Hey, what if the wave breaks? You're not going to be there any longer. It doesn't matter whether you vote with Trump or not.
Exactly.
But for sure, if you don't vote with him, you're losing the people who came on board because they saw him as having some good ideas.
And he's employed some good ideas. I mean, the press isn't going to talk about it, but look what's going on economically, the lifting of regulations, you know, Gorsuch in there, the Dakota pipeline is now operational. I mean, you know, and this is in less than 200 days of his administration, in spite of having, you know, the deep state doing everything they can and the bureaucracy doing everything they can to delay this guy. And I think the opportunity, I agree with you, is for Republicans to rally around this president, understand, you know, he's not politically sophisticated, and we can just laugh and chuckle about some of that stuff, you know, don't take it quite so seriously, and let's focus on, you know, for him, like, for example, everybody that's in his inner circle says the first question he asks them every day is, how are we doing on jobs?
Yeah.
How are we doing on jobs?
Which, you know, bless his heart, because I mean, to me, the biggest concern is he's getting very frustrated by what you call the deep state, and I would call just utter resistance across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And it worries me that he might just after a year say, you know what, this isn't fun, and resign, because I think he is a force, and I believe that he's got the right instincts. And, you know, as you say, we need people to rally behind him.
Well, you know, and you couldn't blame him in one sense. I mean, when you've got crazy comedians, you know, putting a picture all over the place and scaring the holy whatever out of his 11-year-old son.
Yeah.
I mean, Mom, what's wrong? Is Dad okay? I mean, can you imagine what that did to young baby? Yeah, it is terrible. But I understand that they're moving in the White House now, huh?
They are, and frankly, it's a good thing. We hear that Melania takes away his cell phone. Less tweeting, in my view, would be a good thing.
Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Thank you, Liz.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We use self.